Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and among the list of agenda items up for discussion will be the potential purchase of an armored vehicle, also known simply as a Bearcat, for the Sheriff's Office. If approved, the board would direct funds from Measure Z revenue to purchase the Bearcat, which in total costs north of $290,000. It was a Bearcat sent by the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office that was instrumental in evacuating residents to safety during a 16-hour standoff in McKinleyville on August 17th that eventually led to the shooting death of David Fulton. If purchased, the Bearcat would take 6 to 8 months to manufacture. On Monday, Arcata police identified the victim in Sunday night's vehicle versus pedestrian collision at the intersection of 14th and H Streets as 55-year-old Alan Edward Gradwell. Gradwell was found lying unresponsive after he was struck by a vehicle driven by 24-year-old Robert Willard Bergeson. Despite life-saving efforts by emergency personnel, Gradwell was pronounced dead at the scene. Following the on-scene investigation, it was determined that Bergeson had been driving under the influence of alcohol, and he was subsequently arrested. Bergeson was booked into county jail on charges of gross vehicular manslaughter and DUI. Around 4 a.m. on Labor Day morning, the Arcata Police Department responded to the 1100 block of G Street after a man was seen conducting suspicious activity in a van in the parking lot. Officers contacted the man, identified as 25-year-old John Thomas Burbridge, and officers found that he was in possession of loaded firearms. A search of the vehicle turned up two loaded 12-gauge shotguns and one assault rifle, and Burbridge was booked into county jail on various firearm charges. The California Highway Patrol continues its investigation into a fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred on Highway 101 north of Cummings Road on Friday. A Toyota Tacoma, driven by a 62-year-old Nevada man, was headed south on the highway while towing a trailer, when for unknown reasons the Tacoma turned right and ran off the road. The vehicle and trailer went down an embankment and then collided into a tree. A passing motorist called emergency personnel, and the driver was extracted from the vehicle. Despite life-saving efforts, however, the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The victim's identity remains withheld pending notification of next of kin, and according to law enforcement, alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. The Fortuna Police Department arrested a wanted felon thanks to some help from their canine unit on Saturday. Along with Ferndale Police, Humboldt deputies, as well as fishing game personnel, law enforcement responded to a residence on Hannah Court Road in Fortuna, and they contacted 40-year-old Jesse Lusseau, who had a felony warrant out in his name. Lusseau fled out the back of the residence and the canine unit Norty gave chase, eventually tracking him down. Lusseau was placed under arrest and he was taken into custody without further incident. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Forest officials will hold a public meeting later this afternoon at the Horse Creek Community Church as they update residents on the latest fire activity from the Gap Fire. Since it ignited on August 27th, the fire has burned more than 26,000 acres of land near Happy Camp in the Klamath National Forest, and it continues to expand at a rapid pace. When it first began, the fire forced mandatory evacuations, and it currently stands at 30% containment. Two structures north of the Klamath River have been destroyed, and hundreds of residents near the fire area have been forced to evacuate since the first day of the fire. Motorists should anticipate temporary hard closures on Highway 96 due to fire activity, and evacuation advisories remain in effect. Numerous fire agencies assisted Arcata Fire as they responded to a small vegetation fire at the west end of 8th Street on Sunday afternoon. Along with assistance from Humboldt Bay Fire, the Samoa Peninsula Fire District, the Blue Lake Volunteer Fire Department, and CAL FIRE, personnel were able to quickly get a handle on the quarter-acre blaze. Residents who will be driving in and through McKinleyville should anticipate a temporary road closure beginning Wednesday morning on McKinleyville Avenue between Murray and Grassway Roads. Road crews will be conducting repaving on the roadway, and there will be no through traffic. The closure will be in effect from 9 a.m. until 3 in the afternoon. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.